Australia's domestic gas supply is increasing, but prices are still too high. That's the latest message in a new report from the competition watchdog, the ACCC. It comes after the federal government pressured the big gas companies to boost local reserves. From Canberra, Lucy Barber reports.
Gas prices have been going through the roof in recent years.
Double, triple, quadruple for some businesses and some consumers. And it's meant that some companies just could not get gas.
Australia has plenty of gas to go around, but the boom in LNG exports from Queensland has seen the vast majority sold overseas. That's pushed domestic gas supply down and prices up. And it's why the head of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, has been warning of a gas shortfall early next year.
It's been a catastrophic effect on the Australian economy.
He was pleased in September when the federal government struck a deal with the big gas companies to boost local supply. The Prime Minister threatened to impose export restrictions on Shell, Origin and Santos if they didn't cooperate. Rod Sims' latest gas inquiry report predicts that as a result, there'll now be a surplus next year instead.
We've gone from a projected shortfall of about 50 petajoules to a net positive of 20 petajoules. The LNG producers did provide an extra 42 petajoules to the domestic market and cut back exports, and that's contributed to that turnaround.
Rod Sims says that's made gas cheaper to buy.
For many companies fall from around $16 to around $8 to $12.
The Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, says the extra 40 petajoules available will bring relief to consumers tired of crippling energy costs.
And when you consider that one petajoule is enough to keep Wollongong or Warrnambool going for a whole year, this is going to be good news for local businesses and for families who want to see lower power bills.
Industry groups have welcomed the report but say they're cautiously optimistic.
Rather than getting absolutely hammered on their next contract, they will instead be pained or at best peeved.
Tennant Reid from the Australian Industry Group says gas prices have dropped significantly, but overall energy bills are still a big problem.
Almost halved from where prices were, but it's still twice to three times as high as the prices that the market averaged over the past few decades. So it's still, by historic standards, pretty bad.
Rod Sims isn't getting too excited either.
Look, we're in a pretty bad position. The market's still tight, and we think prices are still higher than they should be.
He says Australia still needs more gas and he wants New South Wales and Victoria to help provide it by lifting any existing bans on gas exploration.
Lucy Barber reporting.